You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Troubled telco Vodafone Idea needs capital infusion and equity conversion by the government is not its only requirement, Communications Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said on Thursday. This seems to be a clear indication that the government wants promoters of the telco to first put in more money before it takes the next step. Vaishnaw added that discussions are on as to how much capital infusion would be required and where it would come from. The minister said, quote, Vodafone Idea has many requirements. It has a particular requirement of capital. So how much capital is needed? Who will infuse? All these things are under discussion, unquote. Though there have been speculations for quite some time now that the government has told the promoters of Vodafone Idea to first infuse funds, and only after that would there be any equity conversion by them. It is for the first time that the minister has spoken on the subject and indicated the same. Meanwhile, the government is likely to link the eligibility of collateral-free loans among a section of MSMEs under the PM Mudra Yojana to their workers being enrolled for the national pension system. Though the proposal is at a preliminary stage, among the options being considered is making it mandatory for MSMEs with staff strength of less than 20 to bring all their workers under NPS to avail of the Mudra loans. The condition could apply only for a certain initial period of employment. These sections of the small firms are being selected for the norm because units with 20 or more employees with salaries less than Rs 15,000 per month are already required by law to register for the EPFO scheme, another strong social security system. Moving on, alleging that the challenge mechanism process for inviting fresh plans from eligible resolution applicants for the two SREI companies was carried out at a short notice. A consortium of Varde Partners and Arena Investors has submitted a revised bid, increasing the cash component to Rs 3,600 crore. The fresh offer comes from the close of the challenge mechanism process. However, the move, similar to what was seen in Reliance Capital's ongoing resolution process, did not go down well with certain bidders, who termed it a backdoor entry. Following the bid, the consortium has understood to have emerged as the highest resolution applicant with a total amount of Rs 14,000 crore, including bonds, optionally convertible debentures, equity and upfront cash, sources close to the development said. This is higher than the bid submitted by the National Asset Reconstruction Company. On to some 5G-related news. Communications Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw on Thursday inaugurated 5G services by Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel in Odisha. The services have been started in Bhubaneswar and Cuttack as of now, and the entire state will be covered by 5G over the next 2 years. The launch in Odisha follows Vaishnaw's statement in October last year, wherein he said that at least 4 cities of Odisha will get 5G by March. Both the telecom operators Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel also showcased their next-generation 5G-driven use cases at the launch event. Odisha, which currently ranks among the lowest states in the teledensity, has also been allocated a Rs 5,600 crore package for telecom connectivity. Now, the market. Fees collected by investment bankers in 2022 from activities related to the equity capital market has more than halved from the previous year amid a decline in public share sales. Fees of ECM underwriting stood at $203.1 million, down 54% from a year ago. Data from Refinitiv, a financial markets data tracker, showed 40 companies raised Rs 59,412 crore through main board IPOs in CY22, 50% lower than the Rs 1,18,723 crore mobilized by 63 IPOs in 2021. Overall public equity fundraising slid 55% to Rs 90,995 crore in CY22 from the year ago. Of the main board issuances, Rs 20,557 crore, or 35% of the amount raised, was by State Insurer Life Insurance Corporation of India. Lastly, marking 2 consecutive years of strong growth, capital goods firms are expected to post a healthy 16 to 18% rise in revenue in this financial year, despite a 20% growth in last fiscal and a 10 to 12% rise in the next fiscal. This comes after a sluggish growth for the sector in the decade up to financial year 2021, according to a report by Crisil Ratings. The growth in this financial year for the capital goods companies would be due to an improved execution amid rising orders, while that in the next fiscal would be supported by a strong order backlog and steady inflow of fresh orders. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.